Hi, welcome back to the Launch Point Leader Podcast. My name's Lori.
And I'm Bo.
We are so excited to be back for another week. Just reading some stories that you guys have written in and getting to just share some input on your journeys. So we'll get started today. We've got a letter that says, Dear Launch Point, I've enjoyed listening to your podcast so far and appreciate your thoughts on leadership. I decided to write in with some challenges I've been seeing with my team lately. In leading my team towards our long-term goals, I often find myself struggling to strike the right balance between celebrating small victories and maintaining focus on the bigger goals that still lie ahead. We have set big goals, and while looking, we've made some progress towards them, in the moment, I feel hesitant to pause and celebrate. We actually are a little bit behind where we thought we would be by this time, so it doesn't feel right to be celebrating. I understand the importance of acknowledging and appreciating each step forward. It not only boosts morale, but it also reinforces the team's commitment. However, I find it challenging to overcome my own sense of urgency to keep pushing forward, especially when knowing we're slightly behind the pace we had set out for. How have you effectively navigated this balance between celebrating milestones and staying focused on the long-term goals in the past? How can I show a better sense of celebration with my team without losing sight of the bigger picture? Thanks for reading. Cautious celebrator.
Yeah, so I don't know who you are, but I feel like you might be my long lost brother because, man, this sticks out so much with me. Great questions. So I'll tell you like what I've learned, and I still don't do this perfectly. I think I do it a lot better today than I did 5 years ago, definitely 10 years ago. So I think the first thing is don't wait for perfection to celebrate progress, because if you wait for perfection, you're never going to celebrate at all. And I get this idea of, God, we feel like we're behind and we're not where we should be, but we are making progress is what I heard. You have to celebrate the progress. If you don't celebrate the progress, you're never going to progress to the ultimate goal, I don't think. So through a lot of years of being somebody that had a hard time celebrating, that's where I would say maybe think about changing your mindset a little bit and maybe even who you are like in, because it's hard for me to go, oh, we didn't hit these three things, but yay, we hit this, right? And it's like, oh, I guess we have to celebrate. Yeah, it's a yay, but if you don't celebrate the yay, like everything else is going to like, highly likely or highly unlikely that everything else is going to become a yay. So I think some of the things that we've done in our business is obviously don't wait for perfect. When you do celebrate, realize that I don't think anybody remembers the pizza party you threw because, you know, that goal was hit, but they remember being recognized and being made to feel like they're important. And so I think don't make celebration hard, make it really simple. And realize that just a simple thank you or congratulations is oftentimes the thing that means the most to people. But I think for us, for me personally, since it's hard, I had to make it a system. I know that shocks like no one, but I had to make it a system. And I know for some, it's like, I can't believe he's got to make it a system to celebrate. Well, you know, I'm not Mr. Happy Clappy all the time. I'm Mr. Get It Done. So for me, the system that I set up was because I didn't feel like I was celebrating enough was really simple. Somebody on my team every Tuesday sends me an email with the goal hitting leaders, the leaders that hit their metrics for that previous week. And for us, it's like customer service metrics. And so I'll take every Wednesday and I'll write anywhere from 5 to 25 handwritten notes, decided to take the business credit card that we have, use all the rewards points to buy gift cards. And so everybody that hits the goal gets a note from me with a little gift card, put it in the mail. Somebody else makes the addresses out, puts it in the mail. So it doesn't take my time to do that. And I think there's power in it going to their home. So everybody that lives with them can see, oh, they're doing really good at work or, well, that's really neat. They've got a boss that sends mail out. Mail for some of you is this thing that it's like you put a stamp and it goes to a post office and a human delivers it to another human. So just in case, it's an important distinction. Yeah. But I think doing that is, I've gotten so many comments back from the notes and just saying, hey, like, thank you so much for sending me something like that. Another system that we use is every month I send out 10 either bouquets of flowers or some type of fruit basket, something for the guys. I've learned that guys don't really like flowers. So just to say thank you for what you're doing, not necessarily that you hit a goal, but thank you for the effort that you're making and the influence that you're being in the business. And I've gotten a lot of good responses back from that too. So that's how I have tried to integrate some celebration. The last point I would make is, like, on the letters that I use, I usually tie the thank you, not just back to the metric they hit, but the behaviors that it took to reach that metric, and tie that metric back into the overall mission of the business. And, like, remembering, because you did this, you actually achieved the mission of the business, and you're a big deal for doing that.
And that's good, tying it back to behaviors, because if, especially if you're this person writing in saying, we're behind, but I see some wins and victories, that is how you can push forward to hopefully get to your goal / surpassing it in the end. Like, here's what you guys are already doing that's already working. Now we can apply it to these other areas. So I think that idea of celebrating, but remembering you're not just celebrating in sitting back after that. You're celebrating saying what you're doing is winning here. Let's move it and forward it to the next phase.
So that 100%
winning spirit going.
Well, I mean, you think about a little kid trying to learn to walk, right? I mean, we praise them when they crawl, but we don't just let them stop. We encourage them to do more. We catch them when they fall. We pick them back up. We clap when they start walking again, but we don't want them to stop with that. We want them to run. So it's exactly that. It's like, you do have to celebrate the small wins and then encourage them. Okay, now is time for next. You can't just stay right here. You got to go to next now. So
that's good. And, you know, going back to the beginning, talking about with your team, how you have, like, had to make it a system for yourself. Other leaders maybe have the other side of the issue. I kind of tend to celebrate first. Let's look at where we are winning and focus on that, because I just know it helps me keep that motivation going. But I think it's really interesting how you said, like, you don't want to wait for perfection to celebrate, because you will never actually reach perfection. And so I think it's maintaining that idea of, it's okay that everything is not perfect, but you've got to keep pushing towards those foundations when you're going towards that. So, you know, my question I was going to ask you is, what are some easy ways you found to celebrate your team and keep that spirit? But I think you've given some great examples of how you do that, not only in the restaurant, but some of those at-home deliveries. I think it's so interesting because, you know, a lot of times it's one thing to say something in the moment to somebody at work, which is the foundation, very important. Like, nothing helps a time at work go better than saying, thanks for being here today. Thank you for your work you've given. But it's kind of a different mentality when you're outside of work. When they go to their mailbox and get that letter, they're not thinking about work at that moment, but it takes them not to maybe some of the harder parts of work, but thinking like, oh my gosh, yeah, I am making a difference. I am doing that. I think that motivation and way you're doing that is really cool. It's just something about physical as well.
And it's not, that's right. And it's not even, I think it just means something to them. I know when I get something like that, it maybe changes my mindset towards the work itself, where if I feel like I'm losing or it's been hard, when I get somebody to say, hey, thanks for doing this, it kind of makes me go, you know what? It is worth it. You know, like, it's not that bad. It's actually pretty great. And I'm not doing a half bad job right now, you know? So, I think that's good. So I think as you get through this cautious celebrator, I do think it's detrimental to you as a leader if you don't learn to celebrate. I know it was for me in a tremendous way. And I've had to learn and grow and change. But you know what? Everybody likes to be celebrated. I like to be celebrated. I know you do. And so I think just go on that journey, make it a system. Or if it's somebody like you and, like, it just comes more natural, then, like, good for you. Figure out, like, what the opposite side of that is and systematize that. But I think your team will really, I think you'll really see a response from your team, when you start to celebrate well.
That's good. And I think it sums it up for both personality types as well. Right. And today we've got somebody that probably sits right where you are in
I wrote this letter actually. I wrote this down.
I didn't want to say, but I thought maybe it sounded kind of familiar, but you know, using what your skill sets are and how you've got that sense of urgency, you can put that into a system and put that into a way that put that urgency into constantly celebrating in that spirit. And I think that's a really great way to sum up and a great place for them to start.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So go do it. Go celebrate. Go do it.
There you go.
That's how it goes.
So thank you for writing in, Cautious Celebrator. And if anyone out there is listening that just wants to share where they're at in their leadership journey, maybe an area that they're struggling in right now, we would love to just give our insight and just kind of share that journey with you. You can write us in at advice@launchpointleader.com. Thanks for listening in. We'll see you next time.
See ya.